الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسي قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained about when the talaq, divorce, takes place, and with regard to the iddat of the woman, the various conditions of her iddat. Here in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains when a woman gets divorced and with regard to her mahir, her dowry, the various conditions that come about, that is discussed here. Ulama have written, there are four conditions usually when a woman gets married and with regard to her dowry. The one is the common normal procedure at the time of nikah, the mahr is fixed. It is said so much will be the mahr, the dowry. And the marriage is consummated also. Then in that case, the full dowry which was fixed, that is liable and that must be given to the woman. And a wrong practice that is amongst us usually is that the dowry is given at the time when the nikah take place. The walis of the groom, they give that to the person performing the nikah, and then he must give it. The actual is the husband must give it in the hands of the wife. It doesn't have to go through anyone else's hands. The husband must give that mehr, that dowry, to his wife. And when he gives it to her, it is hers. Unfortunately, in many cases of our community, that what is given to the wife as the dowry also, the mehr, and even presents. And unfortunately, if divorce takes place, then it is taken back. And in some cases, not only divorce, but after a few days, how many cases the mother-in-law demands it from the daughter-in-law, and they take it back from her. This is totally wrong. What is given to the wife belongs to her, and it must remain with her. Nobody has the right to take it away, not her husband, not her mother-in-law, no one. That was the one case. The other case is that the mehr is fixed at the time of nikah, but the marriage is not consummated. That is, the husband gives talaq before the marriage is consummated also. Though that is not a common thing, but we do find those cases where, for example, an accident takes place and the husband, before consummating the marriage, then the wife becomes a widow. But in the case of divorce taking place, and that was before the marriage was consummated, then half the mehr must be given to the wife. If the marriage, the mehr was fixed and the marriage was not consummated. Then the third instance is where the mehr was not fixed. Nikah takes place even if the mehr is not fixed. The fixing of the mehr is not a condition for the nikah to be valid. The marriage where the nikah will take place. And then if he divorces her before consummating the marriage, then in that case, there is no mehr that he has to give her, but he should give her some presents, some pairs of clothing, etc., some presents he should give her. And this according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, this is compulsory for him to give. According to Imam Shafi'i, this is optional. If he wants to, he can give it. But according to us, it is necessary that he should give her something, even if the nikah, the mehr was not fixed, the marriage was not consummated. And if the mehr was not fixed, and the marriage was consummated, and then he gives the talaq, and then the mehr will be the mehr mitha. That is, in the family of the girl, what normally the girls are given as mehr, that amount should be given. So those are the four conditions Allah Ta'ala explains. La junaha alaykum, kuch guna nahi tum par. In this matters of this marriage, there will be no guna on you with regard to the mehr. In tallaqtumun nisa ma'alam tamassuhunna. اگر طلاق دو تم عورتوں کو اس وقت کہ ان کو ہاتھ بھی نہ لگایا ہو. If the divorce, talaq takes place and you did not even touch the wife, you did not consummate the marriage, then there will be no meher that will be compulsory. او تفردو لہن فریدہ, اور نہ مقرر کیا ہو ان کے لیے کچھ مہر. And the مہر amount was not fixed. ومتعوہن اور ان کو کچھ خرج دو. But however, do give her some expenses. Give her some clothing, some presents, etc. علی الموسیعی قدرہو وعلی المقتری قدرہو, مقدور والے پر اس کو اس کے موافق ہے اور تنگی والے پر اس کے موافق. And this will be according to the financial condition of the husband. If he is well off, he should give according to that level to the wife. And if he is a poor person, according to that he should give. But give something to her if the separation takes place. مَتَاعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, جو خرج کے قائدے کے موافق ہے. And this should be according to عرف, according to what is common in that community. Or it is what is correct according to Sharia. Such things should be given to her. حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ, لازم ہے نیکی کرنے والوں پر. And this is a duty. And from this Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that it is a duty. It is not optional, but it is a duty. Allah says, حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ, for those people who wish to do good. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi takes it from muhsineen, that is those who want to do good. So there's just a difference of opinion there, and they are all right in their spheres. We follow the Hanafi madhab, and that is what our tariqah is, that it is a duty, that if the meher was not fixed and the marriage was not consummated, then still give the wife some presents. Do not just let her go like that. So yeah, basically we see those are the rules, and we have to find out. Also, unfortunately, all of us when we get married, we don't learn the rules of nikah. And we don't know what the nikah is. It is like a person who goes for hajj, he has come back, he's a haji, but he hasn't learned how to make hajj. As the poet says, that we are already on the kafan, but we haven't learned how to die. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, don't die, but that you have surrendered yourself totally to Allah Ta'ala. But we are far from Allah, and already our ghusl takes place, our kafan and janazah takes place, and we are buried, but we haven't learned how to die. We get married, and we didn't learn any rules of the marriage. And therefore, then our marriages are in great problems and difficulties. If we learn the rules, the wife learns all what she has to know about the rights of the husband, and the wife, husband learns and knows what all the rights of the husband, wife are, then marriages will be a bliss in this dunya. It will be a condition of Jannah, and not unfortunately where generally marriages have become like hell in the houses. And how many people are going through how much difficulties in their marriages and just managing to keep it going, whereas that was not meant if we learned what marriage was. And unfortunately, even if it is ulama, we don't apply our minds. We just get married. And very worse than that, how many of us will go to bookshops and buy books written by Western people, non-believers about marriage. And according to that then, we want to conduct our marriage, not how Allah, who is our maker, who is instituted nikah, we don't follow that way, but we follow the way of the non-believers, who are atheists, whose own marriages are in problems, and we want to follow their way to have a blissful marriage for us, or to solve our marriage problems. We are doing everything upside down, and we expect good results. Just as my ustad had explained, that if you plant weeds, don't expect roses to grow. Weeds grow on their own, and you have to take them out, otherwise they will destroy your whole garden. But if you plant weeds, then what will happen? And we are planting weeds, we are doing all the wrong things, starting the marriage with a honeymoon, etc., going to the filthiest and dirtiest places for the honeymoon, and all the wrong things we do, and then we expect the beautiful roses of Islam. And then we ask the question, where did I go wrong? We're doing everything wrong, and we're still asking, where did I go wrong? Allah guide us. The Quran is the perfect kitab, but it becomes the perfect when we apply it in our lives. When we have yaqeen on it and we apply it. Just by talking about it, it is not sufficient. May Allah give us all tawfiq.